It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. There have been a lot of questions recently about what is eventually going to happen with the historic Sonora Dome property. It's owned by the Sonora High School District. There has been a committee formed in recent years to look at what to best to do with it. And in the meantime, a local organization is formed called the Historic Dome Preservation Group, a 501c3 nonprofit. It's led by local resident Alan Zimmerly, who is joining us in the studio today. Alan, thank you so much for coming on Motherlode Views.
You're welcome. Good morning.
You know, I know there's been a little bit of a buzz created. You've talked at recent groups recently, like the Sonora City Council, about your plans and ideas for the historic Sonora Dome property. So what exactly is the Historic Dome Preservation Group?
We're a group of citizens who, along with Connie O'Connor, who essentially came up with the original vision, decided that something needed to be done with the dome. And we came into being because the school district has designated the dome as surplus property. And so that was the impetus that we had to move forward. We became a nonprofit organization with the idea of acquiring the dome, renovating the dome, and then opening it as a regional arts and culture center.
So what exactly would that all entail to be an arts and culture center?
Well, our plan for the building, first of all, has to be acquired from the district, and that's been a struggle. Second, it would have to be renovated, and that, of course, would take several years. But eventually, the idea is to have a arts and culture center that is sustainable, financially sustainable. The ground floor of the building would be a permanent art gallery. The Arts Alliance has acquired a lot of artwork over the years, but it's all in storage. It's not being seen. So a permanent art gallery would be provided at the dome. And then also on the first floor, we're thinking a museum area, perhaps in conjunction with the Historical Society, perhaps in conjunction with the local tribes. There could be an area for artifacts and cultural heritage displays from the local tribes. Again, the two tribes have small cultural heritage displays in their offices or in their headquarters, but it's not open to the it's open to the public, but it's not easily accessible. So that would be could be part of the museum if they are interested in that. My idea, and I don't know how I don't know how well this would go over, but I don't know if you've been in the city hall and seen all those photographs that are in the city hall.
Mm-hmm.
Those are just wonderful. I love old photographs, and there's all those wonderful old photographs. Again, the public's welcome to walk through the city hall and see them, but very few people do. And so I think this could be a venue for those old photographs if we could bring them up to the dome. In addition, there's space at the dome for art classes, various art classes in the auditorium, beautiful little auditorium upstairs. Again, have you been in the building?
I have not. I was going to say I've driven by and I've walked by the dome countless times, but I've never been inside. So yeah. I was curious what it exactly looks like today.
It's a wonderful building. It inside is very simple because it was an elementary school. It's not ornate in the way that many old buildings are. However, upstairs is a small auditorium that was renovated somewhat several years back. I think it was a senior project by a local high school student. And this small auditorium seats about maybe 100 people. Well, that would be a venue for small performances. There's a small stage there. There could be concerts, movies, lectures, that sort of thing in the auditorium upstairs. So in terms of the art and culture, that covers it. The auditorium for performances and the downstairs, the main floor, for a permanent art museum, maybe even at some point a gift shop in the downstairs, or maybe even eventually a small coffee shop in the downstairs or the first floor area.
So you'd be working with a lot of different groups potentially with the long-term plan.
We would like to, certainly. Yes, absolutely. It is somewhat scattered right now. Of course, I mentioned the Arts Alliance, the Historical Society. The Arts Alliance is definitely interested. The Historical Society, they may be interested in. I'm not trying to twist anyone's arm to join in, but it has that potential, yes.
So there's been kind of a lot of discussion in recent years, like what could be done with that historic dome property. Are you getting pretty good feedback in the community when you present your ideas?
We do get good feedback. We do get very good feedback. I've had people come up and say, that's the greatest idea I've heard in a long time. There's a lot of positive feedback for that concept. But as I said, it's one of our very basic principles is that it has to be sustainable. So there's a lot of the building that is going to have to be used in a way that earns money to help support the parts of the building that do not generate income.
So the idea is it would be self-sustaining financially as opposed to like taken on by the city or the county to operate?
Absolutely. To the very best that we can possibly make that happen. We do not want it to be a charity case. We want it to be sustainable. And so, when we tried to decide on a name for our group, we came up with the Historic Dome Preservation Group. And a few weeks later, I thought that sounds like a development company. And then I realized we are, in a way, a development company. We want to develop a building, and we have to develop it in a way that is financially sustainable. And that means that we have to have a business plan that will utilize the floor space in a way that generates the income necessary to sustain the Arts and Culture Center.
You know, I imagine it would take a lot of money to get to the initial phase of getting open. Is that something that your group is working on, looking at money sources as well?
Yeah, we have looked at money sources. There was a study done in 2002. The building was evaluated and in terms of what it would need to be renovated. There were costs generated at that time in that report, and of course we can take those costs and extrapolate into 2022 costs. So we do have a fair idea of what it would cost and what needs to be done. I think that evaluation would have to be redone. I don't think a lot has changed in 20 years. But of course it would have to be redone and the costs would have to be brought up to date. So that we would have a good idea. And then in terms of fundraising, initially, the idea is to generate local funding as much as we possibly can initially. And there are two reasons for that. One reason is that we need the money, and that initial donations from the local community would go to the initial acquisition of the property, all the little extras that are needed in making a property transfer, and also hopefully enough to repair the roof, which is obviously the very first task that needs to be done to the building. Well, the whole project cannot be funded locally. So second reason for initial donations is that gets the community involved. So it's not just the money from the community, it's the involvement of the community that we're looking for. And that involvement would be very useful then when we do look for grant money outside of the county, because we can say, look, to whoever is providing grant money, we can say, look, we've got all these people in our county who have bought into this project. So those are the two reasons that we want to do the initial funding locally. And then, but of course, the major funding's got to come from outside historic preservation grants from various sources.
Do you remember off the top of your head what that number was 20 years ago to bring it back to where it needs to be?
Yeah, extrapolated up to, there is online that you can go to construction sources. In fact, the state of California has a source that that helps you calculate current cost, construction cost. And I'm usually just throwing out the number about $10 million. Mm-hmm. And that includes a parking area. And I was amazed. A parking lot costs an awful lot of money. It would be at least 25% of the total cost of renovating the building, 25% more for a parking lot. But that's the way it is.
We need to take a quick break. An interesting conversation talking about the leader of the local efforts, the Historic Dome Preservation Group. We're joined on the program today by Alan Zimmerle, who's getting us up to speed about that group and some of the ideas that are being looked at for the Historic Dome property. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. Motherload Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.